Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm glad you're with us this hour, and we have this hour and the next yet, so we've got plenty of time, I hope. You know, we always run out of time. I have so much to share with you, I don't even know where to start, but I'm going to try. But in the last hour, we had on Michael Thomas. He is the CEO of Smart Fares, and that's F-A-R-E-S, not like, you know, some fair that comes to town. SmartFares.com. And what I learned was that you can do some very snazzy travel and get some truly great rates with round-trip fares just about anywhere in the world from smartfares.com. So go have a look and see if that works for you. And I have some things I need to share with you. So we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Wednesday and Thursday evenings, May 10th and 11th at 8 p.m. at Symphony Hall in Boston, Queen Latifah. Yes, Keith Lockhart will conduct, and the evening will feature special guest film and music legend Queen Latifah. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or at bso.org.
All right, well, let's just dig in to all the things that we need to talk about here. Because a lot's been going on. Have you noticed? Yeah. So, I want to spend a couple minutes and just talk about Malta. You know, Malta is probably the best kept secret in the travel industry for Americans. People in Europe know it very well. It's strategically located in the Mediterranean. It's about a 2 to 2.5 hour boat trip from Malta to Sicily or Sicily to Malta. It's just off the coast of North Africa, which is the reason it has these amazing forts that you can go and meander through. Fort St. Elmo and Fort St. Angelo. And Fort St. Angelo has this installed maybe 6 months ago. Wonderful visitors experience that you can roam through. It's an island. Actually, the country of Malta is made up of 5 islands, 3 of which are touristic. The big one, Malta, has 3 big cities and a lot of rural countryside, amazingly enough. And the capital city is Valletta. And if you know anything about the Knights Templar, about the Knights of the Order of St. John, you'll go wild there. The architecture is amazing. And the Cathedral of St. John will be it's a life-altering experience to roam around the Cathedral of St. John. And if you're into art, there is a big side room off the main sanctuary of the cathedral, which is remarkable. It's like nothing you've ever seen. It's really incredible. There's a side room, huge, probably 30 feet tall, maybe more. And that room is filled with artwork that is owned by the Cathedral of St. John. And if you've just joined me this second, that is in the city of Valletta, the capital city of Malta, in the Mediterranean. There are two Caravaggio paintings. One is about 28 feet long and about 16 feet high. It's enormous. But it's not about the size. It's about the incredible quality of the painting. And there's a second Caravaggio in that hall. And they were both gifts from the painter to the Knights of St. John, the Order of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Because apparently Caravaggio was a bad boy. And he did some naughty things in Italy. And there were people that were after him. I don't know if it was Italy or Sicily. Because they really, you talk to people who are Sicilian and they will tell you they're Sicilian. They won't tell you they're Italian. So kind of Sicily is, even though it's part of Italy, it's sort of its own thing. So I don't remember the history on it. You might want to do a little research and find out. But he was a bad boy. And the fuzz was after him. And this is hundreds of years ago. And he went to the knights and asked for protection. And as a reimbursement for this protection, he painted them these two paintings as a gift. So they are very special. The whole place is very special. All of Malta is very special. And there are two other islands of the five islands that make up Malta that people will travel to. One is Gozo, which is like a 20 to 30 minute lovely ferry boat ride. And you're going to love it there. I have to go get the film By the Sea that was directed by Angelina Jolie. I don't know if she had anything else to do with the film besides directing it, because I haven't seen it. So I don't know if she acts in it. I don't know if she wrote it. I don't know anything. I just know she did direct it. And it was filmed on the island of Gozo, G-O-Z-O, one of the islands that makes up the country of Malta. The landscape is gorgeous. And you might remember, because it's an island, there are wonderful seascapes and wonderful beaches. And there's another island whose name I can't tell you. I have to learn it yet. That there are only four inhabitants on this other island. And these four people are one family. And they have a little resort with a few rooms, very few rooms, that if you wanted, you could stay overnight. Most people don't, I am told. Most people take the ferry over to this third island. And they have beautiful beaches there. So they go to the beach for the day. Even the residents of Malta, this would be where they go to the beach. Take the ferry over, go to the beach, take the ferry back. One of my best memories of visiting Malta, aside from the unbelievably wonderful people that I met, really interesting people who do interesting things. So go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com. And scroll down on the homepage for the show notes to shows about Malta. You can also put the word Malta into the search box at travelers411.com or at sabrams.com. And anytime we've ever talked about Malta, you'll get a link to the archived audio and whatnot. But we met people whose families go back 400 years or more in Malta. And it's just an incredible experience. While we were there on Tuesday, the 7th of March, we went over to Malta from Valletta to Gozo. And we checked into a fabulous hotel. We were in, they're all like villa rooms. And we were in number 36. Number 32 was inhabited by Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt when she was making the film By the Sea. So now I have to get the film so I can see how the camera saw Gozo. So that's a, like a quick fix for you to get to see Gozo. So we arrived. It was a very, very, very windy day. It was almost like hurricane winds. And so the sea was amazingly rough. And these huge waves, some of them had to be at least 30 feet high. Very powerful waves. Amazingly, I thought the ferry wasn't going to run because it was rough out. But they said it's going. And, you know, we figured, well, we're going too. When we, once we got away, maybe 2-3 minutes away from the shore, it was very nice. It was a very smooth crossing. But it was very choppy as we left the dock. And we went to our hotel that looked like, so Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt stayed in villa number 32 when they were making, when she was making that film. And we were supposed to go and see this natural monument that the Maltese referred to as the Azure Window. And I'm going to tell you about that right after these important messages, so stay with me. Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, Call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Il mondo gira con me questa notte. Piccoli passi che faccio con te.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So I was talking about the Azure window. You may have heard about it. You may have seen it on the news somewhat time during the wee hours of March 8th, 2017, this year, just a couple weeks ago. The Azure window on the island of Gozo collapsed into the sea. Now, what the Azure window was, if you've ever been to the Gaspé Peninsula, there's like this harbor bay. Well, it's Gaspé. It's the Bay of Gaspé. And Gaspé is not G-A-S-B-A-Y. It's G-A-S-P-E with an accent over it. It's in Quebec. When you get to the point of the Gaspé Peninsula, and I hope there's more to see and do now than there was when I went there a million years ago, when you drove and drove and drove on unpaved, gravelly, dirt, horrible, potholed. They were trails. They weren't even roads. And there was one road went all around the peninsula and two roads that crossed left to right. So if you think of Florida for the moment, if Florida only had one road that went all the way around the waterfront in a big U, tall, skinny U, and two roads east-west, like Alligator Alley, and then maybe north of it another one, and that's the only roads, that's it. That's what was there, and they were all dirt and gravelly when we were in the Gaspé Peninsula. And after practically breaking an axle on the car on these god-awful roads, we got to the Gaspé, you know, to the point. And the big deal was there was a little artist colony there and this rock in the water with a hole in it that had been worn by the water hitting this big rock, and you could sail a boat through it. And I thought, we had been camping. We were pulling a trailer yet. Oh, Lord, what a horrible trip that was. My husband met a man. We were camping and he went off to the men's room. And on the way to the men's room, he met a guy coming out of the men's room. And as campers will be, they were all friendly and chatty and got into a long conversation. And the guy said, they just come from the Gaspé Peninsula and we shouldn't miss it. So instead of spending all our time and what little money we had, because we were married like, I don't know, 5 months or something, and we were up to our neck in buying furniture and things and just got a new car, which we practically killed on that trip. And instead of spending all our time and money in Montreal and Quebec City, which would have been the smart thing to do, and that was the original plan, we took this detour to the Gaspé Peninsula. I hope that in the last million years since I got married, they have created other reasons for people to make that schlep out to see this rock, because it was very, it was a great letdown after what we had to do to get there. And once you pass the first road, the next road is so far down to make a U-turn and go back that you are now committed. It's like walking inside the Statue of Liberty. Once you pass a certain point where the elevator stop is, once you start climbing up, it's one way up and one way down. You can't decide, I'm not enjoying this, I'm turning around and leaving. You're committed to it, and you're kind of stuck in that story. So, this rock, the Azure Window, was something like the rock in the Gaspé Peninsula, but not identical, because the one in Gaspé Peninsula in Canada is freestanding out in the middle of the bay, not too far off the shore. Whereas this rock looked like a window. It was two sides of a window, looked like a T-square. It was a piece of rock that came out from the cliffside ledge along the waterfront. So it went out, and then it went straight down, and the whole middle was gone. And people used to go with their families, with their children, with their parents, you know, the grandparents of children, and go to the beach, have a picnic, swim through that window, take their picture in it. You had a little boat, take your little boat through it. So we were supposed to go see it Tuesday evening, March 5th, on the island of Gozo in Malta. And although the people who live in Malta, in Gozo, don't like it to be really referred to as Malta. They like it to be just referred to as Gozo. But the actual country is Malta. So we started out, after we checked in, dropped our luggage at the place where Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt stayed, which is called Ta Chench. And it's spelled T-A, and then a second word, C-E-N-C, but the C's are spelled, are pronounced like C-H. So it's Ta Chench, C-E-N-C. Gorgeous place, fabulous food. Looks like something you'd, a hacienda-style hotel resort you'd find in Scottsdale, Arizona. Very American Southwest looking. Tons of cactus everywhere. And, you know, in the south of France, where they wear no pants, that's how that rhyme goes. It happens to be true, by the way. There are resorts in the south of France, particularly Saint-Tropez. You go to the beach, nobody's wearing anything, as opposed to most of Europe, just about all of Europe, where you go to the beach and men and women on the beach will only be wearing bottoms. Nobody's wearing a top, men or women. But you go to Saint-Tropez and nobody's wearing anything, which I always find weird when people are lying on a beach towel, especially men, in the hot sunshine, getting sunburned. Wow, that's got to be different. But when you're in the south of France, somewhere between Nice and Cannes, you can go like halfway, take out a map of the south of France, find Nice, which is almost on near the Italian border, all the way, it's, you know, just before Monte Carlo, so it's fairly east in France, on the French Riviera, right on the Mediterranean. Then look to your left, westward, find Cannes. Then take your two fingers and send them northward, like you're making the two sides of a triangle, and you'll come to a place called Ez, E-Z-E. And I want to tell you about Ez and cactus and bring it back to Gozo right after these important messages, so don't leave me.
Stesse lontano da qui, un posto dove scoprire il mio cuore,
sapere se lui può amarti o no.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993.
That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
And if she asks you why, you can tell her that I told you that I'm tired. Castles in the air, I've got a dream.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
So I promised I'd tell you about the cactus in Ez and tie it into the cactus in Malta. Everywhere you look, when you get out of the city of Valletta, and there are two other cities whose names I haven't learned to pronounce yet, so I've got to work on that because I'm very busily becoming an expert on Malta. But I know enough to be dangerous. So the Knights of the Order of St. John and the Knights Templar, they visited all these areas, and they also visited the American Southwest, because cactus is not indigenous to Europe. And so when they came over and scouted around in what is now Arizona, they dug up cactus of all kinds, and there are so many varieties of cactus. I had no idea how many different varieties of cactus there are until I got to Eze, E-Z-E, a walled medieval city in the south of France. And there are people that live there, you know, inside this fortress. Today, there are shops, you know, there's the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, restaurants, souvenir shops, clothing shops. And you can walk in. If you drive there, there's a place to park just outside the big wall that walls is. Park your car, and then you walk. You know, even though it's kind of a strenuous walk to the top of the hillside, I guess it could be considered a mountain, but I'm not a mountain climber, so it's more like a hill. But there's so many things to do. I mean, you walk three steps and you go into a store. You come out, you walk another 10 steps, you go into another store. So it's not like just trotting up the hillside. And there are cars in there and bicycles, because there are people that live there. So I'm going to imagine you could take a taxi or something if you wanted to avoid the walk. But we, you know, meandered our way, and then we had lunch, and then we meandered our way some more. And by the way, there is... I want to say it's called the Chèvre d'Or. I haven't looked it up. Somebody look it up, make sure I'm not lying. It probably still is a Relais and Chateau property called Chèvre, which means goat, C-H-E-V-R-E, d'Or, D-apostrophe-O-R. So it's the golden goat or the gold goat. That you can actually stay there. And because it's a Relais and Chateau property, which I'm guessing it probably still is because it has been historically for a long time. It's a kind of pampering, very upscale, wonderful place. And you're staying inside this fortress. Yes, it's still there. Good. Okay. Because I haven't been there in a while. So you always have to check. You never know what the world, how the world changes. But you could make arrangements to have dinner there. You can also, you know, if you're not staying there, and you probably could have lunch there, too. Any Relais and Chateau property has fabulous food. So, imagine you park your car outside because there's no place to park inside for you. And maybe if you lived there, you'd have a garage or something. And you meander your way through and then stop and have some lunch somewhere. And if you don't feel like going for the heavy, because a meal for two people at a Relais and Chateau property will cost generally as much as the cost of overnighting at that property. So if you want to splurge, that would be it. And then you continue your walk up the hillside, stopping and looking and snooping and taking pictures and whatever. And when you get to the top, there's a church. And it's literally sitting at the top of this hillside or mountainside or whatever. And if you leave the church on the downhill side around it, there are about a million different kinds of cactus. And you know they're all different because they're all different sizes, different shapes. Some of them look like, you know, flat elephant ears that maybe are 2 inches thick with all those little prickly things, thorny things on them. Some are the big tall ones that if you were watching a cartoon, you know, you'd see the big tall cactus. And then there's a million different varieties in between. And lucky for me, when I was there in Ez on more than one occasion, and when we were in Malta and Gozo, all the cactus were in bloom. And cactus flowers are very different from, you know, a rose garden. So it's a unique experience. And I was told then, and again now, that it was the Knights Templar and other knights of the Order of St. John and whoever who would have brought back the cactus from the New World, what became America, what became the United States, and I suppose too from Mexico. Well, I guess it would have been Mexico anyway, because that territory belonged to Mexico. And so did Texas. As I was reminded the other day about some fellow whose family lives on the U.S. side of the Mexico border, and his family traces its history back at least 500 years to living on that land in that place that used to be Mexico and is now Texas. So he kind of got swallowed up, he and his family, in the history of it all. But in Gozo, we went from this wonderful hacienda style, wonderful hotel to Chench. And we were going to drive out to see this azure window, this framework carved out of the limestone of the cliffside where the tide and the waves have managed to create this big empty space that makes it look like a window frame. So it was about 5:30 and it was still daylight, and we start driving. And if you go to my Facebook page, Stephanie.Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S, .94, and scroll down to March, I don't know, 6th or 7th, no, it would have been 8th or 9th, you will see the road. It looks like it's covered in mud, but it's covered in this thick layer. There are a couple of different pictures. So as we're approaching, you see the road, and there's seaweed on it, with some spaces where you can see the road and the sidewalk underneath. Next picture, there's a little more seaweed. Next picture, you can't see the sidewalk or the road at all. It's just a thick bed of seaweed. It looks like a peat bog in Ireland. All seaweed, because the ocean has, well, it's not an ocean, it's the Mediterranean Sea, has just found its way up onto the land, deposited the seaweed, and receded. And the waves are still huge, crashing waves out there. And we're going through this little town, and what we would have to do is drive through the seaweed, which wouldn't be a problem. Drive through the seaweed, and then the road bends around to the right, and then it serpentines around to the left. So you can see the road straight in front of you, meandering off to the right, and disappearing on the other side of this hillside. So you don't know what you're going to find on the other side of the hillside. The road goes almost to the bend. And for about 60 feet, it's water on the road. And then it's dry again. And there's the road going around and disappearing behind the hillside. So our driver was concerned that we could drive into that water. And a car came around, coming the other way, coming toward us. Came around the mountain, the hillside, went through the big puddle, and passed us going the other way. But our driver was concerned, what happens if we get in the middle of the puddle and we lose our brakes, or the car stalls, or a wave comes in and washes us out into the Mediterranean. Oh, joy. I'll leave you at that point while we take a quick commercial break and come back and I'll tell you what happened. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here.
The sky, dream come true. I live there till I die. I'm asking you to say my last goodbye. The love we knew ain't worth another try.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Gardens and House, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls, and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
we saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
My wonderful production team did a little research while I was yapping. You know this word yapping? It's a technical term. It's an industry term. And they tell me that the Gaspé Peninsula is all built up. There are hundreds of hotels, and it looks like a really cool place to go. Clearly, I haven't been there in a very, very, very long time. When we were there, which is in Eastern Canada, the roads weren't paved. They were horrible. There was the occasional randomly placed ramshackle house. And there was a whole lot of nothing until literally there was nothing there. I kept saying, what are we doing here? And then you got to the peninsula, the end of the peninsula, and there was the rock with the hole in it that you could sail your boat through if you had a boat. We didn't have a boat. We had a camper. There wasn't even great camping facilities. As a matter of fact, you want a great little story. We got to the Gaspé Peninsula, to the end of the peninsula, where the rock and the boat are. And we're coming down the road, and it kind of a little bit goes downhill. And there is this brown wooden shack of a building with two doors, one for men, one for women. And that was the lavatory facilities. Now, this building did not have doors. It said men above and women above the doorway. And as you came down this curving road in front of this, you know what it looked like? It looked like one of those construction shacks that companies put on a construction site where the foreman is in there with all the blueprints and, you know, people would come in to punch in their time card in and out. That, you know what it looks like? A trailer without wheels. That's what it looked like. With two doors, two doorways, and no doors. So as you came down the hill, the big attraction was there were people in those ladies' rooms and men's rooms doing what they needed to do, and you're looking right in on it. I mean, it was horrifying. I said, and we drove all this way for this, eh? We used up so much gasoline because we were driving a big, heavy car pulling a trailer. And this predates our having credit cards. So, and we were getting terrible, probably 9 miles to the gallon or something, or maybe 9 gallons to the mile. So we went through all our money buying gasoline. It was horrifying. As a matter of fact, when we got to the Bronx Whitestone Bridge to cross it to go into Queens, where we lived in New York, we didn't have the money we needed to pay the toll. And I think it was something like 50 cents for the bridge and a quarter for the one axle trailer. We didn't have 75 cents. It was a nightmare. You know what you do when that happens? You have to pull over to the side, and there's like a little mini police annex kind of a building. And you go in there. I don't know if they still do it this way. Of course, now people have credit cards. I mean, if we had a credit card, there wouldn't be a story here, except the bridges wouldn't have taken credit cards. But we could have bought gasoline in Canada with credit cards. You go into the little building, and they give you this thing that looks like a card for the March of Dimes. You know when charities have those cards? Or if you're a collector of quarters or dimes or pennies, you get those little books and you open it up and it's a little slot for you to stick the coin in. So they give you one of those books and they write on it how much you're supposed to, you know, mail back. And you put the money in, you mail it to them. That was the system, people. I know this is archaic, but that was the deal. But apparently now there are hundreds of hotels and there's probably all kinds of restaurants and attractions. When we went, we probably should have bought some real estate cheap. It's probably what we should have done. Oh, the places I can think of that would apply. So anyway, we were supposed to, I left you with us on the wrong side of the curved road to get to the Azure Window Monument, Natural Monument. We have something similar in Berkshire County, Massachusetts, from which we broadcast in Western Massachusetts. In North Adams, there's something that is referred to as the Natural Bridge. I always call it the Natural Marble Bridge, but that's not its name. But it's made of, the ground is marble. And the glacier and all the water pounding and whatever did the same thing that happened in Gaspé, I guess, and happened in Malta, in Gozo, where the water created a bridge by eroding this whole big section. You should come up to Berkshire County and go visit it. It's wonderful. So the decision was made, it's a bad idea for us to go and try to get to the Azure Window on Tuesday early evening, late afternoon. And we'll go tomorrow before we go to the ferry to go back to Malta. So we wake up on March 8th and we get all sorted out and packed up and ready to go at Tchench Hotel, which is just gorgeous, people. And you should go there and spend at least 3, if not 4 nights. What a great place. I mean, and there's so much to explore, provided you don't have 30-foot waves. So, well, but the waves wouldn't stop you from doing most of the things in Gozo. It just stopped us to getting to the Azure Window. And we wake up and we're eating breakfast when we hear somebody gasp. They are reading something. I don't know if it was a text, an email, a newspaper, if it was in print already, if it was, probably they heard something on TV that the Azure Window is gone. One of the waves, where the pounding, repeated pounding of the waves, took it down. And you know, the hillsides and mountainsides, they're all limestone. Limestone's very soft. So it couldn't take it. Had we been able to get to the Azure Window in Gozo, the late afternoon, early evening of March 7th, you would be seeing on my blog at sabrams.com/blog and stephanie.abrams.94, my Facebook page, if not the last, one of the very last photos ever taken of the Azure Window. But go and look, because I have a picture of our wonderful guide, Narsi Kalamata, sitting in front of the Azure Window that was taken some time back. Stay with me, everybody. Start planning your trip to Malta. Check it out with smartfares.com. We'll be right back after the top of the hour news. We're flying high.
Let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.